We have a warning from a Barbadian expert about the way we are introducing the digital ID, commonly referred to as the DID. This, as government has taken to Parliament the Barbados Identity Management Bill to make way for a computer chip to put in the proposed ID a whole set of our personal data. Niall Harper believes we are treading on dangerous ground.
The Prime Minister said in September of last year we would have a digital ID in 6 months, you know, and it sounded to me like that time frame was taken out of the sky.
He adds,
I've implemented enough complex systems in Barbados as well as across the world to know that to implement a digital identification system correctly, protecting people's privacy, ensuring that the systems are secure, ensuring that the benefits that are stated up front can be realized effectively, bringing all those different pieces together will take a lot longer than 6 months.
Mr. Harper has just won a prestigious award, the 2021 Technology for Humanity Award of the Information Systems Audit and Control Association, better known as ISACA. It was founded in 1969 as a global organization that serves more than 180,000 members and professionals holding ISACA certifications in more than 180 countries. It noted that in the last 10 years, Mr. Harper has trained more than 75,000 people and advised governments, corporations, and international organizations on technology, policy regulations, and business strategy in countries around the world. With a background in technology engineering and a master's in law, he says he's been focused on how to bring technology, law, and business together. And though he believes that a digital ID is important for Barbados, he notes that government will have a lot of people's sensitive data in its hands.
You have all of this personal data, and this data can be used to monitor people. It can be used for surveillance. It can be used to understand who people are doing business with, what type of transactions they're conducting, and build a very large and detailed profile of people based on the data.
He adds that to protect this data, the national ID has to be supported by privacy and payment systems laws with oversight to ensure that government and corporations are not misusing or abusing the system.
We've had privacy and data protection laws being debated in Parliament starting as far back as 2005. They were passed in July of 2019, and they have not been proclaimed. So, I mean, this is 16 years we've been playing around with these laws. And these laws are fundamental to transitioning Barbados to a digital economy where to provide people with services online, you need to be able to verify their identity. You need to keep a lot of different personal data on them. And we don't have laws that protect the citizens of Barbados if their data is abused.
And if you think his concerns are far-fetched, hear this observation.
If people have been following the news, and it's been on social media as well, you know, we've had a number of government websites that have been compromised. We've had the Supreme Court, the Government Information Service, the Royal Barbados Police Force. Actually, the police force website was hacked in 2016 and it's still down. I mean, we've had immigration. We've had, you know, we've had at least 15 to 20 websites that have been compromised in the last 4 to 5 years. So, I mean, based on the track record of the government, that alone should really concern people that their personal data, their sensitive data, cannot be protected by the government, given the existing capabilities that the government has in place.
Digital expert Niall Harper. Tomorrow, his advice to government and how it should proceed with this digital ID on Sagicor's Early Business. SagiCore's early business can also be heard as a podcast at vob929.com.